All right, we're good.
We're good. All right. The May been called order at 6:18. Those in attendance are Yohan Nass,
Angela Anthony,
Dwayne Sims,
Beth Carter,
Kiara Beck, Courtney Fox,
Jed Donahue,
Ryan Connell,
C. Callinson,
Erin Carroll,
Karen Grindel,
Gina Castone.
Thank you. The first thing on our agenda would be the acceptance of the April 27th minutes.
I have an edit. I think it said that I was there and not there, and I haven't mastered that yet.
Oh,
really?
So which is it?
I was not at the last one.
I thought I saw Ryan Connell regrets, but that's what I saw. Mm-hmm. But I think if there another place where it says you're here.
Mm-hmm. It says in attendance as well. So.
Oh, okay. Somebody was cutting and pasting.
You at once.
I'll let you know when I get that figured out.
Thank you for the correction, Mr. Connell. Any other additions, corrections?
Crucial one is my name is misspelled.
Oh, my goodness.
Was that me?
Will you spell it for us, Mr. Donahue?
D-O-N-A-H-U-E.
D-O-N-A-H-U-E.
It does say that.
There you go. Correction of me. Are there any other corrections? Okay. I don't think we need a motion, but I think we can just accept them as corrected. But if somebody would like to make a motion to accept the minutes, I'll take it.
So moved.
Second it?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed, and if they're accepted with the corrections. We're going to all do better with all this, right? Okay, so we need a finance report. Are there money?
Finances. Finances are continuing to look strong. We met with our consultant last Thursday, was it? Yeah. So as you can see in the narrative, let's see here. Hold on for a second. Let me find the correct one. We've got too many of them floating around here. Because the last one I have is
that, I'm a hard copy person.
We had budgeted this year in our final budget, which got approved, and I think it was February, to spend $6.7 million, and we collected just a little bit over that, 1/10 of 1% over that.
We didn't project to spend that. That was the projected revenue.
Yeah, right. That's the revenue that came in. Sorry. And we got 1/10 of 1% more than that. We projected to expend just over $6.05 million, and so far we are way under where we should be for this part of the year. We're 83% through the school year, and we're only 75% through the budgeted expenditures. So we were projecting earlier that we were going to come out with maybe $590,000 extra at the end of the year. Now it's looking like we're going to come out with about $840,000 extra at the end of the school year, and that doesn't even include the two contingencies that we have set aside. There's this 2% state and federal funding contingency that the state requires us to keep. That's $100,000. That's in addition to the $840,000. And then we had established that $100,000 operating reserve. We've got $63,000 of that left. We spent some of that on the OEC for paraprofessionals adjustment that got carried over from the very first year. So the results are, we're projecting to be, our cash position to be about $1 million ahead at the end of the year. And we know we have to add some additional monies into our summer pay set aside. That's the restricted fund to cover summer pay in the event the school ever ceases operations and there won't be state funds available to cover people after June 30th. So their July and August pay has to be accounted for and set aside for that contingency. And we have to add $167,000 into our existing account to accomplish that. And we have enough money within our salary line to do that. So that means that we can bring our summer contingency up to full, up to the full amount, and we still have a projected $1 million that's going to be extra in our cash position at the end of the year.
And when we pull that money out, just to kind of give a little bit of insight on that, it's not necessarily that we're pulling that money out. The money, when you hire a new teacher, they begin getting paid in September. You get paid for them from July to July. You get a year's salary for them, but we don't pay them in July and August. If they were to stop working, that July and August payment would come out at the end of the year for them. So we take that two-month piece because, let me restate that, you start to get the next year's money in July. So you're, there's this two-month extra that you kind of get that you don't pay out the first year that someone works for you. So you have to tuck that aside so that when they don't work there anymore, or when, you know, if the school were to close, like Zeke said, cease operations, that you still have to cover out that 2 months. So you're just taking that first 12 months of pay, you take 2 months of it aside because you don't see them in those 2 months, and we tuck it away every year. And so anytime we hire somebody new, anytime we bring on somebody new, we have to account for that and put that piece aside for them and hold it basically there in case we ever need it.
And account for salary increases and all that.
It does. It absolutely does, and that's a part of it as well. So that money sits in a separate state account that is never a part of our budget. It's there, and it's all accounted for, but you'll never see it in our surplus. It's a totally different bucket that we don't account for because it's not really our money. We're just holding it until somebody gets it at the very end.
So this might sound like a weird question, but should we be concerned at all that we're so... We have so much.
Here's why. Over the next 3 years, and this is what we,
it's a lot of money.
It is. It absolutely is. We continue to be incredibly conservative in our saving in these first couple years because the next 3 years are extremely tough financially for us. So if you're thinking about being at $1 million surplus, at the next 3 years, we hover at about the $500,000 surplus, which means we're deficit spending some of that savings to just get by, with still having that $500,000 cushion that the board has always asked us to sustain. Mm-hmm. We go down pretty close to that over the next couple of years. So we had to kind of squirrel it away in order to be able to sustain the next 3 years. If we hadn't done that, we wouldn't be in a position to be able to do this expansion piece. So I think that all the time. Like if we have money, it's meant to be spent on kids and meant to be spent on programming, and we understand that. It's just being spread out over the next couple years. And I think because we're so focused on this five-year plan, we knew that we had to do that up front. We knew that we had to save and put aside a good chunk to be able to prepare for those next 3 years. And it speaks, I think, a lot to the forward thinking that the Budget and Finance Committee has had to be able to prepare themselves to be able to be in a good position for the next 3 years when we do really get close to that mark.
Especially with the expansion,
yep,
and the new building.
Yep.
So looks like a lot, but it's nice to have.
Yeah, in the five-year projection, it doesn't look nearly as...
A little narrower. Are there any other questions, comments about our financial...
So one other comment that we wanted to bring up is that we've done, and we'll talk about this later too, we've done our 3 and 5-year projections of the budget like I just spoke about, and the projections include the new salary scale that is much more competitive with our surrounding districts. The salary scale still actually falls within our budgeted amount, so it actually still falls within our approved budget. So we're actually, with those accommodations, able to still, it doesn't change our budget planning at all. It's still within those numbers. So we're able to do that and still stay in kind of the same place in terms of what we budgeted for and projected out. It doesn't change anything in our budget, which
you said that's not happening for a couple years, right?
That happens. It gets closer next year. The budget salaries are done year by year. Some plans for the future, but every year we'll look at them and see if that's a place that we can continue to do that. And we've been able to account for that, and it doesn't impact our budget at all. So that piece will be coming soon for everybody.
We're working on it. Thank you. Start my new committee, and I don't need to be asleep. Any other questions? Comments? I'm not sure we need a motion, but let's hear one to accept the financial report.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Beth Carter has made a motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're in good shape. That sounds good. Next thing, governance is recommendation.
As everyone knows, we've had the opportunity to take a look at the meetings in the morning, and
I want to say that one, if you don't mind,
for
board of directors meeting. What we need to do is to, at this point, your recommendation was to accept the addition of the following at-large members. Their term is up.
There we are. My apologies. Okay. So yes, the Governance Committee does recommend the acceptance of the addition of the following at-large directors to the board. Angela Angeny, Zeke Allison. Oh boy, here we go. I spell it wrong all the time, but I have it right. It
is right.
Jed Donahue, Chanda Gilmore, and without quorum, we are unable to nominate the elected parent directors.
Okay, so with that recommendation, then can we have a motion? Are you making a motion?
I am.
Second?
Yes.
A second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Welcome to continue on the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you. Continue your hard work. Thank you very much. So with that being said, I don't know if development has anything, because I did not get anything from development.
So I did not submit minutes, I think it's worth recapping. Many of you were there, but on May 2nd, we held an event here at the upper school building. It was a morning event. Again, the intention of this was to start engaging members of our community. Mayor Perzicki was there, and actually, it was funny. His staff was trying to drag him out, and he said, no, I want to stay and listen to Courtney a little while longer, so that's helpful. County Executive Matt Meyer did show up as well. There were other members, leading members of the community, so it was a good turnout, successful event, I believe. As Yvonne had mentioned and others have mentioned, I think we're going to be doing more of these kinds of things, not necessarily a big powwow that like that, but more selective outreach, targeted outreach to not necessarily elected officials, but again, community leaders maybe getting 2, 3, 4 at a time to come in and meet with Courtney and see the school. And again, what we're trying to do is we're a member of this community, and we want to be contributing members, and we want people to know about us and know about the impact that we're having, and also celebrate their contributions to the community. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the event would not have been pulled off if it weren't for the volunteer efforts of a number of parent, non-committee, non-board members who were really active, involved, everything from press releases to planning the event to reaching, getting the mayor there and things like that. So that was excellent, and I think, the more we can get even, you know, non-board members involved in, you know, committee work, ad hoc work, I think the more we're going to advance the school in the community. And, you know, one thing we'll be looking at, we've touched on briefly over email, but doing a final annual fund push to try to reach our goal before the school year is out is a follow-up there. Any, Kiara, is there anything that I haven't touched on?
No, sir. We got it. Have thank yous been sent to those who attended, or do we intend to do that?
Something. Or it's in process.
Oh, it's in process. Okay. All right. And yes, it was an excellent event. I enjoyed watching everyone learning the Montessori tools they were being taught by our children. That's just so heartwarming. And I'm sure the children felt so good to be in that role that morning. And children walking through the halls were interesting. And what's going on? And who's here? And oh, my goodness, the mayor? So our students were extremely impressed, too. And they had a good time. So
can I add something? As part of the development committee that at the ad hoc committee for the event, we had gathered to kind of get what our hook would be for the event. And we had two meetings just trying to figure out what it should look like, what, you know, activities we should have. And I think it was Meredith Rosenthal who said, what you guys do is all you need. What you guys do every day is all the hook you need. And so we did that with a great intro from Courtney and Yvonne and the board members being there, and Karen was there to present with her kids, and it was perfect. So I think that speaks again to what we do here.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you can see the video clip of it, there was a...
Yeah, there's a YouTube.
Yes,
there's a YouTube
yes.
video from the day with some different people speaking, and it's funny, the kids were all talking about how they were on the news, and they were really excited about that celebrity feeling that it brought for them.
Very cool. Absolutely.
I thought the tours were beneficial as well. I was surprised that so many people wanted to see every inch of the building. Okay, do you want to see this room? Well, yeah, I'll go on that question. But it was a very nice event. So
thank you for
all the hard work that you guys did putting that together.
Yeah,
look
forward to the next one. Okay, any other questions or comments for development? Right, so Courtney has had a school report. We're going to talk about our renewal application, which is due.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back to the rule renewal in just a second, because our all of our federal compliance piece came back as well, and I it's not one that we've reviewed in the past, so I want to hit that one first, and I'm going to hand these out because they're carefully sorted and organized. Let me make sure I'm giving you the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's okay. Give me 2 seconds and I'll have them to you. So I wanted to bring this piece today. We just wrapped this up in April.
That's yours.
It is, I want to talk a little bit about one of the things that happens in all of these kind of areas is these state audits and federal audits and things that happen. And so we had a good chunk of our federal audits were done this spring. And I think it's important for you all to know how we do on those things. So I brought the results of all of those. So the packet that I'm giving you, on top you'll see the overall letter from our audits. Right? So it just basically outlines that that we were compliant. And the second page of it, this chart tells you all of the subjects that we were audited on this year. So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 federal audits we prepped for and completed this spring. On that chart, you'll also see that the final audit is compliant. One of the things that we were told unique to us is that we actually passed every one of them in our first on-site visit, which a lot of times they come out, they go through everything, and then they give you recommendations. We passed every one of them the first time, and some of the people who were auditing, they sent out a different person for every one of these, and each one of these is about a 4-hour meeting. People had told me that they have been in districts and schools for the past 5 years and have never left one where they passed on the first go around. So it was definitely a learning process. But so that you can have a sense of what those look like, each one of those kind of stapled packets that are behind that letter, each one of those is one audit. So you'll see one, there's your things on parental notifications around Title I. And you'll see, they give us kind of all of the documents that we're required to show. This one is a pretty straightforward checklist that they gave us, but if you go to, let's see, a good one. So if you go to, keep going through, and you go to, let me pull out the ESL one. So there's one, it's probably the thickest one. Yeah, and it says Title III at ESL, General Programs. That big packet. So again, this is one audit of things that we are required to be doing and have evidence of doing and be able to show. So they come in and expect to see evidence of all of these things. And you'll see that they write notes on what, when they came here, what they saw, any corrective actions, any comments, any things that we're doing. Needless to say, it was an incredibly intense process in every one of these. That is quite cumbersome, but also allows us to know that by law and federally, we are doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing and complying with all of those things. So just a little random light reading if you're curious what all of those things look like. I just think it's, like I said, it's important that you all know that, number one, that we're compliant with all of our federal obligations, because I know that's an expectation, but also to know at a sense of some of the finer details of what operations look like that you don't see, right? Like, you don't see a homeless policy and what we do when a student's identified as potentially homeless and all of the pieces that have to follow that legally for us to service that and to make sure that we're in line with all of those things. And so this kind of gives you a sense of all of those pieces that are a part of operations that I think fall way under the radar for most people.
How quickly, when are these done?
Yes, so the federal audits typically are done every 5 years.
Every 5?
So that's just these 14 federal audits. There are probably 100 audits that the state does in cycles. So each year you hit a bunch of them. This year we hit all of our federal audits. We hit all of our special ed audits, which we reviewed earlier as passing.
Right.
Our food service audits, we had a desk nurse audit this year. There's certain ones that... So like every year
and
you
so
go through
it.
So
you know when they're coming up?
Yes.
And to prepare for them?
Okay. Yes. I will tell you it is extremely cumbersome. Even when you have everything lined up, we show up in a room with DOE. Like I said, it takes about 3 to 4 hours, and we show up with, show us a kid file that has this. And they'll stop people in the hallway and say, like, you know, it says here that you shared this policy at a staff meeting in December. Do you remember talking about that? And hopefully a staff member says, yeah, we talked about it. Like,
yeah.
But they do. They kind of check everything.
Right.
So it is a very... Federal compliance is incredibly cumbersome. But it's got a couple years.
So we have 5 years.
Some really good policies and procedures all in place and accounted for. All right, so shifting gears...
So wait a second, court question,
yeah,
on that. Does this have anything to do with the federal finances we get, or is this just federal policies that we have to adhere
right
to?
So all of our federal funds are tied to compliance on these pieces. So what has to happen is that, and this is my understanding of it, again, I don't know completely at the federal level how that happens, but at the federal level, they're auditing the states. So they go into the states and will say, all right, how did you audit your schools? How do you know that these schools are doing things? And they have to be able to document that all of their schools are doing these things. So they have to take it to a higher level to prove that. And then I guess it could impact funding. I don't know that it has. I think that the state's process is to work with us until we're compliant. So I don't know how that would impact if it could.
So we're talking about $87,000 a year in federal funds? It is what,
if you total them,
is it what we have, yeah, on here as our various total?
Yeah, and you will see all the, there are budgets and expenditures, and all of those pieces were a part of this.
Broken down into,
yes,
these.
I had to show receipts and items and where every dollar went and who it was spent on, and
wow,
yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It's an interesting process.
Well, that's a nice adjective. And this is not just for charters, this is for all schools.
All state schools.
Yes.
All public
schools. But my feeling was I was going to pass it the first time because I didn't need to just sit through it a second time. Like, do all the work ahead of it because I can't do this twice.
I'm glad you had that feeling. Are there any other questions for Courtney on this?
I think, first and foremost, Courtney, I want to take a moment to thank you.
And Liz, I will tell you, Liz is a huge
this
as well.
I was going to say, Liz, the entire administration and their staff, right?
I agree.
Those comments from the auditor, Steve Bobbitt, and I know how difficult it can be to ask anyone that's been alone, one as extensive as this. So with that noted, my question is going to be, you mentioned the extensive work to prepare for this, and thank goodness it's 5 years out. How, my brain then immediately goes to documenting,
yep.
Right? And proceed, these procedures
there are
to
very
prepare
clear
for this. We have that
yes.
in-house already,
yes.
Right?
That was a part of our process. Was anything that we were doing, we were documenting how we did it. Yep.
Thank you.
And a lot of it too was because it was the first time. It was, you know, we had a policy around something, going back and making sure that the policy aligned completely with every federal requirement that we needed. So some of that's done now. As long as nothing changes in the next couple of years, some of that literally is done and the policy is there, and we won't have to redo it or we, you know, we have to review it. But you know, it's like anything. The first time you do it, it's cumbersome.
Yeah.
And then secondarily, I know we also have our auditors who come in and work with us with respect to the framework.
Yes.
Is this something that they're looking at as well?
No.
Or is it's outside of their
totally school? Different.
Yes. Yep.
Totally different.
Are there any other questions?
Of course.
I just had a question also. So I see that compliance has been met, but if there's any like recommendations, mm-hmm. Is there a plan in place for recommendations provider?
Yeah, so any of the recommendations that they have made, we have already put into place and documented that and made sure that it's all part of that process as well.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Zeke, you have
yeah, where did you get the technical support to know what specific items you would need to satisfy each obligation?
There are some pieces that we would reach out to districts and other charter schools to say, like, hey, how have you done this?
I mean, do you have to go through the federal laws sort of one by one, or does someone give you a packet and say, here are all the ones that apply, here's generally what we're going to be looking for? I mean, or is it just up to you to figure it out?
It was a lot of legwork to figure out what the terminology was, I think almost every one of those criteria required us to do research to figure out what the criteria really was supposed to be, and then either create it or make sure that we had it or fix what we had. There are not great samples out there. I will tell you, I'm sending samples to every other school that I know is working on it and saying, hey, look, here's samples that pass. Like, let's share what we have.
Yeah.
And people have been willing to do that. There just isn't a plethora of resources right now, I would say, to use.
Well, I would like to second that notion of commending you and your staff for what obviously was a huge project.
She was like, are you talking to your computer? And I was like, I think I am.
Yeah.
People knew that it was an intense process and that we were, not often Liz and I have our doors closed, and we spent about 2 weeks with as much focus on that as we could and a lot of work outside of that. And certainly we utilized anybody we could in any parts of that, but it wasn't something that anybody had experience with, so it was
a learning process.
But to share
well.
That experience with the education community around you is also commendable because
mm-hmm.
you'll see a lot of people, a lot of steps come forward, and that's awesome.
It's also so nice to be able to have us be totally in compliant and have that as a model, and so that again the state looks to us as they do.
Yeah, it was interesting. One of them, because they have, so when they get audited as a state, again, my understanding, and this is not my area of expertise, but what was said to us was that the feds come out and they have to choose a couple schools to do site visits, and it's random, but we shouldn't be surprised if we're randomly selected. Well, that's so okay. Based on that too, Dwayne, we were like, everything is staying in order, in the process, with the procedure. Like, if someone else shows up on our door, we're ready for it.
It's held where, man. It's just as
yeah.
Liz and I have the different sections in either of our offices in our files. In our, like, we each have a school-wide file area, and the ones that she completed, she and that she oversees, she's holding, and the ones that I oversee, I'm holding.
And
again, yes, and can we say how proud we are to be First Aid?
Yeah, really.
And, how we continue to grow and do well. So thank you. That's wonderful.
When did you know this was coming, and when did you start getting ready?
We were most of the checklists we were sent 2 weeks before they were coming.
Sure.
Wow. So that was a scramble.
That's the 2 weeks.
Wow.
So some of them that I knew were coming, I had reached out to some of the schools that had gone through it last year and said, send me what you did, let me get a jump start on some of these pieces. So I had seen many of the, like, we had tried to gather pieces of it ahead of time, and most of it, like I said, is stuff that we had. It was just a matter of compiling it and making sure it checked all the boxes. So, but it was typically about a 2 week.
And if we get a visit from the federal representatives, they're just gonna make sure that the people from the State Department who came here to do it did it correctly, is that
the? I guess, that's not my knowledge base on that one.
We're ready, Zeke.
Looks ready.
We're ready. Wow. We're ready to go. Before you go forward, I'd like to say that another board member joined us, Neola Duckworth, and thank you. So
now I'm going to shift into our renewal. So as a new charter school, after 3 years, we have to renew our charter in order to continue forward. So we have the first step of that process is DOE came out and met with us in April to outline the process for us. According to DOE, they have streamlined the process. We don't know that because we haven't done it before. So for us, it's all new. In the past, a renewal was similar to an original application. So those of you who are with us way back when submitting an original application, prior to this new piece, the renewal was similar to submitting your original application. So if that speaks to the process that's in front of us a little bit, that's what I'll share. So they came out in April. They gave us an original, a starting place in terms of our data and our feedback with the frameworks from the past 3 years. They compiled all of that for us. And the first thing that they asked us to do was to review the data that they had and write a response. So we had 10 days to respond to the findings of what their data was. Basically doing a check to make sure that the data that they had was correct and that anything that we would be responding to over the next couple months was based on accurate data. So we went line by line through every item that they had to ensure that it was correct. You'll see the second page even shows that we even submitted our most updated data. So they had data from September. We said, hey, if we're gonna do this, let's write it on the most current data. We went line by line and changed out, you know, even simple percentages by some of them by a half a point to make sure they were the most current numbers. And resubmitted this letter. Just acknowledging what they'd sent us and kind of where we are in the process. So that was the first step. If you look at the renewal application, if you flip to the page 5, just to kind of give us a sense of what's coming, I want to talk through the calendar a little bit. So by April 30th, they had to give us our original document that said, here's all your data, and we had 10 days to review that. We've crossed that piece. And basically what's going to happen now is between now and September, we will be completing our renewal. The renewal has 5 sections, which are all outlined in this packet, but basically there's a general info section about the school. There is a piece around our academics and our academic framework results and talking and speaking to why our results, what they are, what our goals are, what that looks like. Really analyzing data deeply to make sure that we have all of those pieces. There's the third section is around the mission and organization of our school, around student rights, around all of that compliance piece, that organizational framework piece. The fourth section is our finances, And the fifth section is our five-year planning, so we'll have to submit a five-year plan for those things. Each of those sections, like I said, are based on our performance the first 2 years of data that we have, because we haven't finished out this year yet. So it'll be based on the first 2 years of data that we have, and then we'll include as much data from this year as we can. So for instance, our audit that's typically done at the end of August, I've scheduled them to come the first week of August, so it'll hopefully be done by the end of August so that we can use that data as a part of our responses. The second part to this is that it also requires us to submit our annual report along with our renewal. So in the past, our annual report has been due in December, and you've seen that big cumbersome document that defines kind of who we are and all of, and recaps all of our pieces. We have to do an annual report of last year, and that has to be submitted as, alongside of the renewal application. So it is an application process. We are applying to renew our charter for 5 more years.
It's a calendar year or fiscal year?
5 more school years.
No. Sorry, the report you have to. Is the annual report based on the calendar year or the fiscal year?
The school year, fiscal year. The feedback that we have is that there is no question that if we complete this document, that all of our ducks are in a row to be renewed. There's no concern from the state that we've received on that end. So I don't want anyone to worry that we have to, that there's a chance that this doesn't move forward. But it does require us to do our homework on this piece, which we will do. So we will submit in September, and you can understand August and September in a school, it's not too busy, so we'll have plenty of time to work on that.
Oh, sure. Your timing is not too good.
And then October, November will be the CSAC committee reviews, which we are all familiar with because it was the same process as our modification, right? So those CSAC committee, the Charter School Accountability Committee meetings, and the public comment pieces, those will all be a part of this. Yvonne and I asked about that public comment piece and said, you know, if all of our checks are there and all of our areas are green and everything's moving forward, how important is that piece? And they said, absolutely, it is very important that our community comes out and speaks to the school and moving forward as a part of this process, that it will be expected that we do that. So very similar to when we did the modification. I think we had a great practice for what this looks like and knowing what to expect in that process. And then in December, the state board will meet and make a decision on our application moving forward. But we have had no reviews in the past 3 years. Like there's no red flags on anything that we've done. And all of our outlooks have been, I say in the green because that's what they look like on our, you know, we get that red, yellow, green. Everything has been in the green area. So that there's no concern as long as we continue to do what we need to do and submit an application on time. That is in line with what we've done and who we are and all that good stuff.
And they did say they streamlined it so it wasn't as cumbersome as it used to be.
Yep.
And with the new committee that's on that, so that's a plus for us.
Yes.
We don't know what it was like, but they are looking to help make it easier.
Yeah, and we will need help. It is something that will require us to do some work. I don't know what that looks like yet. I haven't gone through this process before. We've just started finding out about it. You know, we just submitted our first response and completed that checklist. And we'll be moving into this piece this summer. And certainly as pieces come up that we know people can help with, we'll be reaching out. We just don't know that yet. And it's not one that we're gonna get through the end of the school year and then we're gonna dig into this piece and figure out what's going on and what we need to do.
And you know, the other feeling I got too is that they're there to help us. They're not there to find problems, so they are a good resource to help us get through that. So it seemed to me the feeling of being a team in this to get this renewal okay was all in place, and that's how I felt about it. So
I wonder if it will be helpful to have an ad hoc committee work.
I don't know that yet. Can we keep?
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there as an idea.
Yeah, I think the tricky part, this is what we found when we wrote the application, there are so many pieces that
go back to you.
That you just have to be totally engrossed in to be able to answer. And we found that the first time when we wrote that we needed educators writing the education pieces, and we needed different, like it needed those people that were engrossed in it. And so I think when we look at it and we find out what that means, we'll know that better. I just don't know yet. Well, I don't know yet how to ask for help on it because I just don't know it well enough yet. Mm-hmm. But we will. Yeah. We absolutely will.
And we'll certainly be reaching out to our community for the common public comment.
I think there's, to your point, Gina, there's a space there for potentially the academic excellence community to collaborate with our administration.
Do the modification last year help at all? Sort of, I'm surprised that they obviously haven't said, well, you just went through a modification last year, so we're going to put it 5 years up from then.
This is automatic, regardless of what we have done in the past couple of years.
And was it helpful to go through it last year on the modification? Is it sort of the same? Are you using the, is it the same framework, the filling out the?
The application is totally different. Totally. It's a, the renewal application is its own entity. Like say these, but the modification process is a different. There are two totally different pieces. There's similarities in that they run through the CSAC committee and they run through public comment, and there's some elements that overlap, but they're totally different. They're totally different.
Hmm. And then does this become public record?
Yeah, these documents are already public record. Mm-hmm. So that letter is already public record. Those pieces are already out there. And they're already on the state website.
Again, thank you for your hard work.
Wow, yeah.
For what you've done and what you need to do. So however we can help, however the board can help. Are there any other questions or comments? Thank you, Courtney. Okay, and I think at this point, we have no written public comments that I know of. So with that being said, may I have a motion to adjourn? Do we have any business? No?
Oh, never mind. Sorry, I'm excusing my business.
Motion to adjourn. Thank you all very much. The public part of this, thank you all for coming out tonight. We're going to take a breather, and then we're going into our annual board of directors meeting, so if you all want to take a stretch. And then